Okay, I wanted to make sure I recorded it. Okay, wonderful. So you are with me tonight. I am Rodney Washington. I am the entrepreneur mentor for creative entrepreneurs, and you are on tonight's call for leveraging your expertise, your talents, your gifts for cash, which is something that I know we all want to do and want to become even better at. So again, if you're on this call tonight, you're in the right place. Now, what I want to do is I want to introduce myself really quickly here with you. My name is Rodney Washington, and my specialty is I help find income streams for entrepreneurs, most often hidden in plain sight, which is a new revelation that has been shared with me by several of my clients. Some of my past results I've gotten for clients with my private work is I recently uncovered an entire new way for an overworked coach and trainer to leverage her time by making a slight 1 degree shift at how she was currently working with her clients. As a result, she has now developed an entirely new income stream that is on average generating sometimes in some months more than $10,000 a month. I've worked with another client and oversaw the production and the launch of a national food blog and a magazine that has captured the attention of a major cable network and secured over 3,000 new Facebook followers in less than 60 days. I'm currently working and mentoring a very talented illustrator and animal rights activist by transforming her portfolio into a successfully published children's book, party planning service, and product line. In addition, she is now in the process of starting a pet whispering division of her business. And I'm very excited to share more about that. And I also created a portfolio and website and audition video for a very, very talented professional baker that won her a coveted spot on Food Channel's Cupcake Wars. As a result, she's been able to upgrade her shop in the local North Hollywood area of Los Angeles into a beautiful, bright new location, and she has increased her sales by as much as 40%. So I get results from my clients, and it's one of the things that I really pride myself on, and I want to help share some of the results and some of the things that I did to help them get the results that they received. Now, before I dive into tonight's content, I want to just get really clear about what we're going to be talking about tonight and to also just verify for you, if you're listening, if you're in the right place. So with that said, if you are a person who loves to teach and or share your knowledge, skills, expertise, and resources by working with people that you and you love working, being with people, connecting with people in a variety of ways, you're in the right place. You're also in the right place if you are tired of spending more time working in your business doing non-income producing activities, running to the post office or juggling multiple email accounts, instead of working on your business by learning how to create leverage. You're also in the right place if you've grown tired of the one-to-one income model and you're ready to start creating more passive and leverage into your business. And I want to show you how you can expand your reach while increasing your income. So if that's a goal that you have, you are certainly in the right place. And finally, I want to say on that same note, if you are a person who is not afraid to roll up your sleeves and work hard for a period of time to get everything in place with the intention and the goal of serving serving your highest group of people in the highest way and experiencing a wonderful payoff that will happen, then you are definitely in the right place. If you're afraid to work hard, then this may not be the call for you because you will have to do some work. And also, if you believe that you can just slap up a web page and then, you know, go sip margaritas on the beach while your PayPal account is filled with cash, then I suggest you hang up and go to the airport and enjoy your margarita because tonight I will give you the information and the tools to help you, if that's your goal, to help get you there, but you're not going to figure out how to do that just by the couple of things I tell you, at least by the end of the call. You can go leave tomorrow and go do that. So with that said, you will have to do some work. But with that said, I'm assuming that you have something that you're deeply passionate about, something that you're looking for a way to reach a lot more people, You're deeply wanting to connect with your clients in a highly leveraged way that generates massive results for them while creating larger paydays for you, then we've got a lot to talk about. So as I mentioned at the top of the call, I promised the topic is leveraging your talents and expertise for cash. And if you listen closely to the things I'm going to share with you tonight, you're going to learn exactly how I have done that. Now, I know before we got on tonight's call, I gifted everyone a copy of my income portfolio worksheet template. I use this with my group clients and in my private client work as well. The reason why I wanted to gift you that is because I have found that, you know, there's a coach that I really enjoy that she says, money is not a problem. Money is not a money problem. Money is a problem that when you run out of ideas. So when you don't have enough different ways to produce income for yourself, you will run into money issues. No matter how well things may be going in your business in one way, things shift. People, clients leave, or they've gotten everything they need from you and they've transitioned. And so by having multiple ways to produce income in your business, you remove that feast or famine structure that seems to happen for a lot of entrepreneurs, independent contractors, and people who basically are working one-to-one. Also, too, as you all are sure are aware about this point, that no matter what you do or how much work you put out, you are always going to be doing two roles in your business, working with your client, well, actually three roles, working with your clients, managing your business, meaning your marketing and all of the support things that help you run your business, and then also, you know, maintenance-related activities. And what happens for most of us when we're working exclusively in the one-to-one model and not in a way that I, again, like to emphasize the word leveraged, you basically work in these cycles where you're earning money, and when it's good, it's great, but you're working so much after you've done all the marketing to acquire the clients that you're not doing any additional marketing, and you don't have other systems in place in order to be able to generate income for yourself even during those times when you're busy doing one-to-one or client-related work. And on the flip side for those, because I know some of you on the call, maybe you're not working with private clients, but you're doing more product-based, your business is more product-based, again, things shift. The customer's tastes change. They want something different. You're not able to respond to it by creating something new as rapidly as their tastes are changing. So being able to implement what I call active income streams, meaning one-to-one coaching or one-to-one teaching or workshops or anything of that nature, you know, once you're able to implement all of these things, you have multiple ways, multiple modalities in which you're able to connect and ideally build revenue and generate income from a variety of different sources. So with that said, we're going to go through the worksheet, at least the bottom section of the worksheet, a little bit later in the call. But what I want to do is I'm going to give you a framework in which you will document or list on this sheet that I've given you how these income models that I'm going to share in just a moment, how they fit. Now, what I mean by this is I believe that there are three ways that you can basically run your business. You can work with client and not run your business, but work with clients and support your team, the people that you want to work with. And that is with active income, leveraged income, and passive income. Now, I'm going to explain in a moment what all three of these mean, but I just want you to get that framework in your mind. If you have a piece of paper, maybe the back of the sheet that I gave you, if you printed it out, I'm going to write those three words down, active, leveraged, and passive. And I'm actually going to share with you something that will flip what most people out there are teaching in regards to talking about. You may have heard these terms before, active, leveraged, and passive. Now, just really quickly, I'll tell you, active income is when you basically have a conversation with a person or a group of people You educate them about what you have to offer. They are connected to you. You've bonded with them. They want what you have to offer, and they say yes. They want to work with you either in a one-on-one setting or in a group setting. But you basically are having conversations in person or by telephone, a consultation, a meeting, or whatever, and it results in someone saying, yes, I want to work with you. And then you're delivering the service that you've sold to them. So that is an example of active income. Now, leveraged income is where you take groups of people, for an example, which could either be online or offline, and you work with them in a collective, so to speak. So that's taking you as being only one person and leveraging yourself to be able to support many people, but still in a live or an online situation. And we'll share examples about this with more detail in just a moment. Passive income are books, products, programs, anything that does not require you to have to show up to deliver it. Okay? Now, many people, myself included in the beginning of my business, want to focus the majority of my energy and time on passive income. I had worked one-to-one for many years, and I wanted to put something in place that I could essentially, in my case, a book that I could put on my website, put it out there into the world. People could go to it and purchase it whenever they want it, and I would have money show up in my PayPal account. And I did that, and I had that, and I still have it. And I say that to say that everyone should have at least one portion of their business be one third of their business income, maybe a little bit less or more, depending upon where you're at in the spectrum, built on a passive model. Okay. You also want some leverage, and you also want active income. Okay. Now, something I want to emphasize here, if you the many people believe, and it's been taught, there's a lot of internet marketers out there that are saying, write your ebook. Put together an information product, whatever, that might be, and just put the website up, your money's going to just start rolling in. Well, that's not entirely true. Having experienced it myself, it takes time to build up to that. Unfortunately, what happens is that many people spend a great deal of time working on the book, working on the information product, to the exclusion of what is available in front of them right now, meaning active and leveraged income opportunities, because they're putting all their energy into making the book or the information product. So what happens is that you're not making, obviously, not as much money as you could be making if you're working on active and leveraged while you're developing the information product or the online course or whatever it may be. So, with that said, I want to shift it to make active and leverage your top two tiers, and passive is your third tier, meaning products you can put on your website and sell without you actively having to show up. Now, the advantage to doing this, which many people miss, is when you are primarily focusing your energy on active and leveraged, you are literally with your finger on the pulse of what your target market, your target audience is actually wanting from you, because you're talking to them and they're telling you what they want. Okay? And if they're paid clients, you're getting paid to get this education. All right? So what's happening is, as you are emphasizing this, you're making money in the moment, you've got your finger on the pulse of what people are wanting. And begin slowly journaling or documenting your processes that you work with people, the questions that they ask, the problems that they have, the concerns that they have, the desires that they have. You're documenting that and the solutions that you're able to create. And coming from the space of creating passive income from using this research that you were paid to create using active and leveraged. So what I'm saying to you is, I want you all to have passive, because passive is wonderful. I mean, I said this to a friend of mine a few days ago. Well, actually, he said it to me. He said, "You haven't lived until you've been sitting at a Borders having a coffee and a magazine and your cell phone dings letting you know that someone's paid you for something that you didn't have to show up to sell. Okay, I experienced that in my life many, many, many times, and it is a high that I can't even begin to describe. But it takes a lot of work and systems that have to be put in place in order to set that up in a way that you can attract people to the website in order to be able to buy the things that you're selling on your site. So, again, focus your energy as you listen to these 10 income models I'm going to share with you. Pick out for yourself, and I'll reveal to you in a moment, but pick out as you're listening to what I'm saying, is this a passive income model? Is this an active income model? Or is it a leveraged income model? And it could be both. It could be both active and leveraged. Many of these I'm going to reveal are. So here are the 10 income models that I primarily teach and work with my private clients. Physical books and ebooks, online programs, meaning courses, workshops or seminars or teleseminars, like what you're on tonight, offline programs, same thing, courses, workshops, or live seminars, okay, private coaching, or private mentoring, or private tutoring, okay, VIP days. These are examples, and I'll share more about this in just a moment. I'm just going to go through the list. So VIP days, multi-session calls, either delivered by Skype, telephone, or in person. And these are basically you sell a block of sessions and you deliver them. Products, i.e. information products, all the way to physical products that you carry in your line already. So if you're a designer, if you're create some kind of physical product, basically. Okay. Private mentoring programs, which are it's not group, but it's more one-to-one, but it's a lot more focused and concentrated, retreats, and membership websites. Okay, so I'm going to go through that list again. Physical books, ebooks, online programs, offline programs, private coaching, VIP days, multi-session calls or sessions, either live or on phone, products, including information products, private mentoring programs, retreats, and membership websites. Okay? Now, physical books, obviously, physical books, ebooks are all passive. So those are passive income streams. Online programs, offline programs are active and leveraged. Okay? And I actually lean for those being more towards leverage than active, okay? Private coaching can be both active or leveraged, depending upon if it's single or if it's a group. VIP days are active. Multi-session calls can be active or leveraged, depending upon if it's single person, one-to-one, or group, okay? Again, all physical products, if you are not working in a physical store to deliver to someone, meaning they go to a website, they purchase it, and it's shipped to them, even without you even having to ship, that is an example of passive. For example, my book, both physical and ebook, are both delivered by other companies. I don't physically mail books to people. Okay, so all of that is completely passive. Completely hands-off for me. Private mentoring programs, depending upon if it's group or single, is active. Retreats are definitely active, but it also can be leveraged. Again, because any of these can be done one-to-one or in groups. And membership websites are passive. Okay? Now, there's many degrees of membership, but what I will say overall with membership websites is the general idea behind membership websites is that you create your content, you put it in a password-protected area, someone goes to the site, they purchase it, they have access to the content, okay? Now, one caveat I want to add about membership websites is that it can actually be it can be leveraged. And what I mean by that is you can have all of your content on a password-protected area of your website, but you can offer it in the context of small groups of people that you work with for shorter periods of time, and you give them access to that content, and it's not a mass thing, meaning that anyone at any time can go to the website, sign up for it, purchase it, and get that content. You can offer closed groups of people that have access to that content, and it could be used in conjunction with private calls, Skype coaching calls, or telephone-based coaching calls, and I'm saying coaching, it doesn't have to necessarily be coaching per se, meaning business coaching or business mentoring. It can be whatever your specialty is and how you serve and help people. So many of these things can be fused together, and I recommend that you do so when you can fuse them together. I was talking more about a program that I have that I actually fuse all three of these together: passive leveraged and group, passive leveraged and active, all into one program. So you can interchange these and bring them in and out based on what your goals are, what your clients want, and what model best suits you. Okay? So with that said, I want to move right into the portfolio worksheet or template that I gave you. Now, on that worksheet, I asked you to basically write down five ideas, and I want to open this up because I want to be looking at it with you while we're talking on the phone here because I want to see exactly what you're seeing. So let me open that up for you real quick, and we will go over that together. Now, what I've done on that worksheet is I've essentially asked you to do essentially two things before tonight's call. I asked you to make a list of all of your favorite topics, your passions, or subjects that you care about. Remember, these are things that come second nature to you, and it's something that someone out there could very well be looking for and wanting support around and is willing to pay for it. So the idea with the first part of this worksheet in section one is to write down five things that you really have knowledge about, something that you're really excited about. You want to write those things down first. And you don't want to censor yourself in this section. This is about getting really clear about your thinking and expanding where you're, expanding what's possible for you. Okay? Now, from those five things that you wrote down in section two, you want to pick one of those items on that list. Okay? And from that, you want to write down five ways. I'm sorry, pick one item from the list you created and write down five things you know about that topic. Okay? So, for an example, for me, I'll just use me as an example. I love photography. I love teaching. I love creating. I love writing. These are just three things off the top of my head that I really love doing. So what I did was I tried to find a way to fuse all of those things together so that I could integrate that into who I help and how I best serve people. So what I chose to do was to find a way to fuse them. In my case, my first business was focusing around helping photographers build their business. So I began and again, writing articles for photographers. I wrote a book around marketing for photographers. I did teleseminars for photographers because I love to teach. I did a blog. I've done numerous projects for that particular market when I first launched my business 3 years ago because that's where my personal passion and my personal focus was. Okay. So what I would suggest in section two is that you either take the five things that you wrote in section one, find a way to fuse them into one thing that you can do, like teaching. I basically chose my core thing was to teach. How could I teach? Okay, well, I could teach through writing articles. I could teach through writing books. I could teach through doing teleseminars and webinars. You see? And essentially what happened was, getting clear about the core thing that I wanted to offer, which in this case was teaching, tied to my passion for photographers, I eventually ended up coming up with the idea to create my book, which if some of you who are not familiar with, I'll be sharing a little bit about that more in a little bit later in the call. So that was the core thing that I came up with. I wanted to write, I wanted to talk and support artists and creatives, I wanted to teach, I wanted to find a way to fuse those things together. Now, in section three, we're talking about the five money-making ideas that I came up with. And as a result of those five money-making ideas I came up with, I was able to turn that book, which was a passive income stream, into a leveraged income stream. The leveraged income stream I came up with was online courses. So last year, based on my book, I taught a class on how to set up a successful online presence. The majority of what I had in my book was based on how to set your website up, how to use social media, and different ways to market your photography business. So because that was my market, because that was my audience, I decided to take the foundational things I talked about in my passive income stream, meaning my book, and turn it into a leveraged income stream, meaning my first online course, which I taught last summer. Okay? Now, I'm going to share with you now the complete trajectory of what happened from the book to the online course, which was leveraged, and how that rolled into active income. I wrote my book 2 years ago, Ion Marketing, 41 Days from Struggle and Confusion to Clarity and Profits, and I sold many copies of that book, okay? The information I had in the book, I decided to take a step further by creating a leveraged income stream, meaning I want to work with groups of people and dive deep and show them literally how to set these systems and how to set these programs, how to set everything up, meaning their social media platforms, their blogs, websites, how to get referrals, all of that, the things I covered in the book. I turned that into my first online course and offered that last summer. As a result of someone signing up for that course, that particular person that signed up for the course, they loved my content, but they didn't want to do the work themselves. So they approached me and asked me if I'd be interested in doing the things that they didn't have the time to do for them. So that student literally became an active client, meaning that I worked with that person out of the program into a private coaching or a private mentoring situation, and I worked with this person for 8 months, this one client for 8 months. Okay? So what happened was the book was how this person initially connected to me. They saw my book, they bought it, they loved what I offered. Right after they bought the book, or what I was teaching, but they wanted to go further. And it just happened to be when I relaunched the book, I was in the process of launching my leverage program, my online course. They signed up for that, okay? As a result of them seeing me in action online, in this case, showing and literally instructing them on the things I talked about in the book, that then moved into a private client that ended up working with me for, like I said, 8 months. So literally I went from a $20 book to a $20,000 contract in literally less than 30 days. Because I demonstrated my knowledge in one form, took them to another form, and then they basically stair-stepped themselves into a third form. I want to share this example with you because when we think of creating passive income streams, I don't want you to necessarily get caught up on the idea that all of your money is going to come from the physical sale of the actual physical product. Many, many times, people will want to go deeper with you. The book, or I'm using book as an example, it could be a multitude of different things. The book may be how you bring people into your world But the opportunity to go way beyond that particular sale is extremely far-reaching. That's where you move into the other income stream models that I talked about when I went through the list a moment ago about VIP days, for an example, private retreats, multi-session programs, okay? And another tip I'll give you now is if you are going to create a passive income stream, meaning a book of some sort or information product of some sort, have inside the book a way that you can leverage them into your leverage programs. Offer it inside that particular product. Because the goal should be that every single thing that you create has to have double or triple duty. Meaning, if you're teaching this as an act, if you're offering something as an active income stream, the question you should ask yourself, how can I make this passive? How can I create a portion of this that's passive? If it's a passive income stream, how can I create something that's more leveraged, meaning a group situation, or active, meaning a one-to-one, or it could be an active higher-end one-to-one, okay? So with that said, this is really to get your mind really thinking about all the different possibilities that you have, because there are a multitude of them, but you have to be able to get clear about your gifts, what people want, and then putting yourself out there in whatever way you can to introduce yourself to the people who are looking for what you have to offer. And always use this worksheet as an idea, as a template or idea jumpstarter, I should say, to then take you to coming up with that next idea. Okay? So with that said, what I'm going to do is I am going to show you another way I have created passive, active, and leveraged in a new program that I have created that I want to introduce you to. And you will literally see what I've done with this program is exactly what I would love to teach you how to do. So I don't know if you're on the internet or not, if you have ability to do it later on, but you know, if you can, I invite you to go to the website artist.cash.com. And when you arrive on that page, artist with an S at the end, cash.com, all one word. And when you arrive on that page, if you're able to see it, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, I'd say right underneath the image of my client, Darlene Perry, the beautiful lady with the blonde hair. She was my client that was on Cupcake Wars. I offer my new program, which has been rebranded the Entrepreneur's Path to Cash course. And I offer in this program, I offer I basically am demonstrating to you in this program all three of the models that I've just illustrated to you, passive, active, and leveraged. Okay? Now, if you're able to see that, I basically have taken the knowledge that I use in my book. I take it a step further, though, and go far, far deeper. So this is way more than what I share in the book, but the book was the inspiration for the creation of this program. And what I've done here is I have essentially created a series of online training tutorials covering everything from how to create your own income portfolio. I go into depth about the 10 income streams that I just suggested to you tonight. I go into your money plan. We get really clear about your money, where it's coming in, where it's going out, and what and how you can begin to implement these income models into your business to generate more income for yourself. I go into detail about how to connect with your buyers, how to find them, and to understand why they aren't buying from you currently, if they aren't working with you currently, okay, and how to build that bridge, that gap, so that you're actually able to connect with them even deeper, okay? I move into how to grow your mailing list, how to make deeper connections with your clients and potential clients and customers, and even how to use live events, social media, and your personal Rolodex to get connected to your ideal customer. I go right into leveraging your talents for cash, meaning we will actually look at the models that you've chosen to work with and actually how to use them to create that same degree of leverage, like I just illustrated with my book, how I used my book to leverage it into two other opportunities for the client that I worked with and more that I'm working with now currently. And then in the sixth module, I go right into conversations that turn art, which is your work, whether it's physical art or whether it's coaching, teaching, or whatever it is, I actually help you with sales conversations and actually how to have conversations with your ideal target customer who will actually say yes to you and want to buy from you. Because you can have the best product in the world, the best service in the world, but if you don't know how to talk about it, you don't know how to price it, and you don't know how to sell it, you're going to have a hard time making money. So this is a really important module, and it's one that I offer in this program. Okay. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, I offer three different ways to work with me in this program using the model that I just laid out. The course itself has been created. It's done. I just did the first class based on this program 2 months ago, or actually a month and a half ago, and that program is completely available now. That program is selling for $247. It's called the DIY Do-It-Yourself Kit. It's completely a passive program, meaning someone can go to this webpage, purchase it, and get the content right away. They have it all good to go. It's 24 hours a day. The second level is co-op program. This is my new group program that I am offering starting in August the 15th. And it's going to be where I'm going to work with a small, intimate group of people. So in addition to the program that you get in the DIY, the do-it-yourself program, you're also going to get six weekly coaching calls with me in the small, intimate group, and we'll be supporting each other to actually dive deeper into the content that I'm sharing with you and help accelerate your process. In addition to that, you're going to get access to a six-month online private member forum, and you're going to get a private 45-minute coaching call with me personally. So that's the co-op program. This is an example of taking passive, which is DIY, and moving it into leverage. Now, with that said, I understand, because I've been working with more private clients lately, people are really saying, I love this writing, but I actually want you to myself. I actually want to work with you privately. I want you to work with me on my business and help accelerate me even faster. So because of those conversations, which is what I talk about in Module 6, I decide to create another level of the program, which is called VIP, and that's one-on-one support. That's an example of active. Okay? So I've really taken this one course I created, and I've leveraged it into two other ways to work with me. Either do it yourself, passive, leverage, group, the one that starts August the 15th, or private, or VIP, which is one-to-one. And that one has 10 sessions with me, 1 year access to a private forum, and a new program that I have also created called the Art of Social Media course. My VIP members get that course as well. Okay. So I thought this was a great time to wrap this around, because I'm literally showing you how I did what you're seeing here on this page. And if creating programs similar to this is what your goal is, this is a program, a lot of benefit for you, because you're literally seeing how I've done it and how I took one thing, which was my book from 2 years ago, and turned it into another program, and now you're seeing the third reincarnation, which is this third program with three options actually available to purchase tonight. So again, I'm going to go back to more content in a moment, but I want to actually integrate this example into what I'm teaching you tonight and to show you what's possible. And I'll even go a step further with you. I can even go further with this. As a matter of fact, I am going further with this. You know, the next goals will be more live retreats. There will be more personal private VIP days. Those things will come with time, but right now I am meeting people, my people, my tribe, my community, you who are with me tonight, where you're saying you want to work with me. And this is the things that I'm offering right now immediately for you and showing you how you can do the same thing in your own business. Okay? So again, all those options are available there. Now, what I did want to also point out while we're here on this page really quickly is if you scroll down a little further below the three options that I've just shown you for the program, I'm including a couple of bonuses. But one of the bonuses is the actual book that literally started all of this. As I said, my book, Ion Marketing, I wrote 2 years ago. And I was going through all of my materials today, and I realized that I actually have 15 copies of this book available still in my office. And I would actually love to gift them to, you know, everyone who decides to take the next step and join me at whatever level. So with that being said, if you decide that this sounds like the next step for you and you're ready to, you know, to really accelerate your process and move forward and create passive leverage and active income streams in your business at whatever level you choose to go with me on, if you want to take that next step with me, I will physically send you in the mail a physical copy of my book. So I have 15 copies of that available, and I would love to get those out into the world. But it will literally help you to see exactly what inspired all of this. So I call it the book that started it all, basically, in my business. Also, for the group and VIP students who join me or clients who join me, you will also receive a ticket to my live event, which is happening in October 28th in Los Angeles. More details will be coming about that soon, but I'll be doing my first live event, and I would love to gift you a ticket to come see me in L.A. So for the people who want to join me on the group level or on the VIP level, I will make sure that you have a ticket to that live event. But at whatever level you choose to go with me on, if you choose to work with me, then you will receive the book regardless. Okay. So with that said, let's jump back over to some more content, and I want to share with you a few more things I promised tonight. And one of those is, again, if you are at that point in your business where you are not quite sure or you need to generate money more quickly, I would say focus those five responses, those five questions that are, or those five examples at the end of the third section of that worksheet, focus those around active. How can you create active experiences? Meaning, how can you work with someone one-to-one and basically get a client right away? I will tell you already that a lot of us are craving that personal touch, that personal experience, one-on-one with someone. And by being able to offer that, you're really supporting people at a higher level, but you're also able to generate income for yourself a lot more quickly. Again, information products are great, but they take time. They take time to develop. So with that said, you don't want to put all of your energy into creating that ebook or into creating that course and it taking months and months to put together. And in the meantime, you need to generate income. So I would definitely focus your energy more around the active area and the passive leveraged area as well. Okay. So what I want to do here is I want to open up the line here a little bit. And if anyone has a question for me, I would love to take some time here to answer some questions. You know, please hit *6 if you have something for me. We'll do questions for a few minutes, and then I'm going to jump back on a little bit more content, and then we're going to wrap up for the evening. So with that said, let's see what I'm going to do here is go to – no, I'm going to leave it at mute. So just hit *6 if you have a question for me, and I will answer them for you. If no one has a question, then I'll go right into more content. Okay. Now, with that said, while I'm waiting for someone to see if they want to ask me a question, what I would like to suggest to you is, again, take that Take that form that you have, just sit with it for a minute and really start to ask yourself, where am I in my business currently? Where do I want to go? What's my goal? And what's going to be the fastest way to get me there? Because I'll find in my personal experience that a lot of times we'll put up roadblocks that ends up taking us much longer to get where we want to go. We think that, well, you know, I can't really go to the next level until the book is done. I used a book that was my example, but I had done many, many other things prior to writing the book. So I'm definitely not suggesting or saying that you have to write the book first or create a book at all and then move into setting up active and leveraged income streams. So with that being said, if you are considering writing a book or you've been thinking about writing a book, feel free, go ahead and start that process. But don't wait on that. Don't wait on that. Because, again, working with private people individually actually will help you get the book done a lot quicker. You get a lot quicker because you actually have their information to pull from. Okay? But I personally have found that, like I said, leverage to me, I enjoy actually leverage probably the most because I love the synergy and the interaction that's happening between myself and the people that are in my program, in my programs. I love being able to sit down with a group of people and we just bounce questions back and forth and I'm able to zero in really quickly and help them get an immediate answer to their question right away. And it's one of the things I love the most about leverage. So I think everybody should have some kind of a leveraged model in their business. So I see I have one question here and I am going to unmute. And I have Deborah on the line. Deborah, can you hear me?
Hey, Rodney. Yeah, it's Katie.
Hi, Katie. I'm sorry.
Hey. Yeah, that's okay. No, Deborah looks like it's my last name, but it always looks like a first name, so that's cool.
Okay.
Hey, this is kind of a specific question, but I thought, what the heck, put it out there. I'm needing to redo my photo galleries on my website because I used to use Mobile Me ones, and those went away. And so I wonder, I do body art. So my photo galleries are primarily for body art, fine art, and henna art that I do. And I'm wondering, I was thinking about perhaps making some videos, the kind of videos where you put together the still images and using those instead of the photo galleries. And I just wondered if you had a impression about, I like the idea for the video being just having like one video on a page and then keeping the pages really like on the screen and small versus having all these photos spread out all over the place.
Right, right. How, so when you, are you going, you're thinking about doing a video of multiple images in, it's in your portfolio or multiple pieces, or is it just one video per piece?
I would have a video for henna art, a video for glitter tattoos, a video for face painting, and then I might have an overall reel that puts those together, like for the event intro page.
I see.
And then I would
I
have
see.
A video for henna paintings, a video for abstract paintings, that kind of thing.
I see. I see. You know, I love video, and I'll tell you one reason why I believe that you – I'm not quite sure if I would go one or the other. And the reason why I say that is because if people are wanting to connect with your individual pieces more, and I'm just using one example, you know, I know you do paintings and other pieces as well, the individual photograph is always going to be great, especially if your goal is to sell those pieces online. Video itself is wonderful if you want to create an experience for people that actually pulls them into, for an example, in your case, Katie, perhaps doing a teaching type of a situation where you're going to be teaching henna. I just use
okay.
that as an example. So actually
okay.
shooting video footage of you actually doing the process, working with people individually could be a great example of that. The other reason why video would be wonderful for you as well is because with video, you can put those on YouTube.
Right.
And YouTube is connected, well, Google owns YouTube. So as long as it's search engine optimized, that you actually will build traffic to your website for your other services by having the video on YouTube with links back to your site.
Okay.
So I wouldn't make it an either-or proposition necessarily. Now, without me actually seeing the actual page itself, it's hard for me to give you 100% yes or yay or nay, like throw out the images and just go with video. But you can do, as you well know, you can do things with services like Animoto.com and make great little slideshow presentations that
are really
work in a really, in a really nice professional way. So, that would be a suggestion for you as well. And you've seen me do that, because you were in my program before.
Yeah.
So you've seen that, and I love that because that can be shared as well throughout social media, as well as through meaning Facebook and all of that, because I know you're active on Facebook as well as on YouTube as well. So just make sure that the number one thing is you want to make sure you keyword everything.
Right. Okay. So use both, basically.
Pardon me?
So use both.
I would use both.
Okay, cool.
Do you have any questions about the program? Anything I can answer for you?
No, not at the moment. I'm still focusing on creating my class.
Great.
So,
great. I know you're coming up.
So
wonderful. 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 Well, thanks, Katie. I'm glad you're able to come on tonight.
Thank you, Rodney.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. All right. So if anyone else has a question, feel free to raise your hand to answer them for you. We've got some time still. So, again, as I mentioned earlier, this worksheet really is a really – I just love it because it really jumpstarts your process. It really gets your mind thinking, it expands your thinking, and helps you to get outside of your box, outside of your bubble. The other thing I would do, too, is I would do it with a colleague. I would do it with a friend. Maybe you can print multiple copies of it. You can download more copies if you'd like. And do it with a colleague or a friend and brainstorm one another. Or if you're in the coaching, if you're in the new co-op program, I'm sorry, that's starting on August the 15th, we'll do it together. So I found that was one of the most, to me, was one of the best parts of the Leverage program, the co-op program, because everyone was able to support one another in this really nice group setting. So I really, really enjoyed that. And, I found it just offered a lot of great benefit, a lot of great value for everyone that was in the group. So I highly recommend that if it's something that sounds, you're not quite at the level yet where you want to do one-on-one, but you really enjoy, a group interaction. It's a really nice, we had a really nice a group of people, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And what that said, as I said, it is starting on August the 15th. It's going to be 6 weeks with a bonus Q&A call. We are going to be really delving in deep into the content that I shared on the page that I just mentioned a moment ago. And, it's one of those things where I found for myself that when you have that community environment, that community support, it just really makes such a huge difference than when you're doing it on your own. Not to say that I'm against doing anything. I did most of my work on my own. So, don't be afraid to, whatever level that you're at, don't be afraid to, if it speaks to you, jump into that level and get started. Because, again, I've put everything in this program that I believe, that I know I needed when I got started with my business. And, you get that community, you get the online components, you get the support, you get the coaching and the handholding. And it really means a lot as you're moving through your processes. So with that said, if anyone has a question about the program in particular, about how, what questions you can ask on the calls, I will say on the DIY level, all of the coaching calls from the previous session are there, so you can actually hear some of the things that we talked about in that previous class. But again, this is going to be all new content or all new coaching calls on the new class that's starting on August the 15th. And as I said before, I personally could have a mixture of both, online and off. So with that said, if you go to the website, artistcash.com, and scroll to the bottom, you'll see it all laid out there. Again, I am releasing a new program called The Art of Social Media, which just covers Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest. And that's going to be video modules as well as worksheets and templates that go along with that. Those are going to be available for the VIP members who work with me on the one-on-one level. Also, if anyone is interested in learning more about payment options, I am open to that. Please email me at rodney@rodneywashington.com, and we can have a private session and discuss that as well. I did make it, I feel, at a really great starting investment, $247 for the DIY, $497 for the group, $997 for 10 weeks of private time with me, plus all of the content that comes into that program. So it's a really, I think, a really great, I mean, for me, looking for a private coach to work with privately at that level is almost unheard of. So I really want to make it as something as accessible for everyone as possible. So with that said, we are at the top of the hour. I'm available to answer any more questions. If anyone has any questions about the program, about leveraged active or passive income, about ebooks, if you have an idea for an ebook that you're thinking about writing, or you have one that's out already that you're not quite sure how to turn it into leveraged or passive or active, feel free to jump on and I'll be more than happy to answer a question for you. And if not, then I'm going to go ahead and close out for the night, but I'm more than happy to stay on for a few extra minutes and answer any questions that you might have. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess we're at the top of the hour. So with that said, I want to say I honor you. I appreciate you all for coming here tonight and being spend this time with me. I really hope that whatever path you choose to take in your business, where you go next, I hope that you reach out your hand, ask for support. Don't do it by yourself, whether it's me or whether it's anyone else. Just, you know, just ask for that support because we all need it. It helps us all to grow and to put our gifts out into the world. And, you know, I would love to be a part of that for you if it seems like a fit. But again, just reach out your hand and ask because it is available to you. So with that said, this is Rodney Washington, your entrepreneur mentor, signing off. And I will see you the next goal. All right. Take care, everyone. Have a nice evening.